السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, we have been discussing some ayat of the Quran Sharif. We have discussed some hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have discussed some poetry of the Ahlullah. Tonight I will read to you from a waz of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Shakur Din Puri Rahmatullah Alayh. آخرت کی کہانی، انسان کی زبانی. Some sections of it. No doubt we have heard many, many things on mouth. Many times we have heard waz and nasihats on mouth. Many times we have heard ashar on mouth, on death. Ayat of the Quran Sharif on death. But the truth is that we don't really believe that we are going to die. If we have to look at our lifestyles, then after listening to so much, still there is no sign that we truly believe that death is going to come. We have some kind of knowledge about death, that there is such a thing as death, and it's the only thing in which nobody made any kind of ikhtilaf. No difference of opinion. You can have differences of opinion, how many Allahs there are. Someone said it's one Allah. The Yahudis came and said there's two Allah. The Christians said there's three Allah. Then somebody, or in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they put 360 Allahs or idols in the Kaaba Sharif. And then people of some other faith, they said that there are hundreds of thousands of gods. So much of difference on just whether there is a God or not. Some say there's no Allah at all. So there's lots of ikhtilaf in many, many things. Some people accepted Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some did not accept him. Some believed in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Some did not believe in him. Then when it comes to all the masail of Sharia, there's so much of differences of opinion. In almost everything there seems to be nothing but many, many opinions. But when it comes to death, then nobody has any kind of difference of opinion that there is a haqiqat about death. Yes, the difference can be that after death what? The difference can be in what after death. Some say that we will turn to dust and nothing else after that. And we believe that no, after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will raise us again on the day of Qiyamah, and there will be hashar, there will be nashar. There are five manzils or five stations that we have to pass. Our true watan, watan-e-asli, is Jannat for the Muslim. But to get to that station, the person has to go through Sakrat. Then there is Maut in the Qabr, that's another station. Then Hashar, Day of Judgment, another station. You've got to cross, or he's got to be at the mizan where the amal and actions are going to be weighed. When he passes that, then he's pul sirat. And after that, then he will enter into Jannat. So we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala must make our hisab asan. And when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that what is that hisab being asan and simple and easy? Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. They said Allah Ta'ala looks at the Namai Amal and say, close it, carry on. That is Ashab-e Yaseer. But the person who will be questioned, then he is in problems. So those are exceptions, but generally the person has to go through all those manzils. So in tonight's majlis, I just wish to repeat some of the things that we have been discussing many times. But because it does not seem to have become a reality, we just see deaths taking place in abundance. Nowadays when we read the newspaper or listen to some news, 100,000 died here, 50,000 died here, 20,000 died here, one bomb blast there, so many gone, another bomb blast, so many gone. So we just take it for granted that this is like a big joke. Life and death is one big joke. The person who is dying also doesn't know why he is dying, and the person who is killing also doesn't know why he is killing. And that's what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Qatil wal-Maqtul kilahuma finnar. So when the Sahabas asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that we can understand, that the person who killed or murdered, then that person will go into Jahannam. But the person who was killed, why must he go into Jahannam? He was a victim. So it was explained, the meaning of which was this, that that person who was killed, he too, if he got the opportunity, he would have killed that person. It's just that he didn't get the opportunity to kill first. But if you have to look at our times, then both parties don't know what they are really fighting for. Some innocent person is getting killed. But if you have to look at the general condition, then there are two parties everywhere. And in most of the cases, both parties have got no Islam, no Deen, no Mazhab, no Sharia, even if they are Muslims. But it is just namesake Muslim. This person is trying to keep alive a certain kind of ideology, and therefore he is going to give his life for that ideology, for that government, irrespective of whether Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have sanctioned that or not, like in the time in the of the Cold War, we'll say, or at other times too, we find that somebody is trying to keep imperialism alive, so he's fighting for imperialism, and somebody is trying to keep colonialism alive, he's fighting for the government that is trying to implement colonialism. Now both are fighting, and if both are Muslims and they get the opportunity in war, then this one will kill that one, or that one will kill this one. So they just don't know what they're fighting for and what they are killing each other for. But life has become so cheap that just for a loaf of bread or for a few cents, they take life. Now we see so much of this happening that we say that, well, death is something that happens, people die. What is it that something that we must really worry about? But that should not be our state and our condition. As Muslims, we believe that there is a life after death. And there has to be a preparation for that life in this world. And all our actions and our deeds, they will accompany us. So let us see what the Quran Sharif says. Just a few ayat. Kullu man alayha faan, wa yabqa wajhu rabbika zul jalali wal ikram. Jo koi zameen mein hai, fana hone wala hai. اور باقی رہے گی ذات تیری رب کی بزرگی اور عظمت والی. The only one that will remain will be Allah تبارک و تعالی. Fana will come over everything else. Nothing will remain in this world. Everything will, there will be fana. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Everything will taste of death. Every person, every soul shall taste of death. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت. Wherever you will be, death will definitely reach you. It will find you. You cannot escape death, even if you are in a fort, very well protected fort, مزبوط, strong, then too it will get you in there. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That mouth from which you are running, it will definitely find you. It will definitely meet up with you. Now there are many, many ayat of the Quran Sharif. I'm not going into a discussion of all that. However, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الْمَسَىٰ. That when you are able to make the morning, you get up in the morning, he says, then don't wait for the evening, Now just picture, just imagine, just think of so many brothers, sisters, cousins, family members, friends and others who left in the morning but never returned in the evening. In the evening they were in the graves. How many of them? So many plans, so many ideas, so many things they had wanted to do. There was so much of aspiration, so much of ambition, so much of ummid and so much of hope. But within seconds they were gone from this world. How many? So he says that when you are able to make the morning, then don't wait for the evening. You don't know whether you will see the evening or not. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. And in the evening, don't wait for the morning. Whether you will see the sun rise the next day or not, you don't know. If you are going to sleep, you could sleep forever. And if it's not sleep forever, then you could get a heart attack, or the person could be, Allah Ta'ala protect, hijacked and murdered and killed, or some bomb blast kills him, or some tsunami destroys him, or some gale force winds destroys him. We just don't know. After the evening, don't wait for the morning. وَعُوذْ نَفْسَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْوَاتِ. And count yourself from amongst the dead. Count yourself from amongst the dead. Don't count yourself as from people who are alive. You know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, on the 15th night of Shaban, He gives the list over to the angel of death, that these are the people whose lives must be taken. So a person is building his home, but his name is already in the list of the dead. The person is planting a garden, but his list, name is in the list of the dead. The person is marrying, but his name is in the list of the dead. Now that doesn't mean he mustn't marry, he mustn't build a home, and he mustn't plant a garden. But what it means is that when he is doing those things, at that time too, he must be conscious of the fact that death is going to come, whether he likes it or not. So now in the building of that home and in everything that he is doing, he must not do anything that is displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because what is the sense? The person is building a home, he borrowed so much of money from the banks on interest, and he built up a big palace, and sometimes before that palace is completed, and sometimes just after it is completed, the person is already gone to the grave. Now he has to face the music, he has to bear the azab, and somebody else is going to enjoy. Is that sensible thing to do? That somebody else is going to enjoy and the person is gone. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam therefore said that think abundantly of that which is the destroyer of pleasures. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, what is that? That is the destroyer of pleasures. Hazimul lazzat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, maut. It's a destroyer of pleasures. And when it is going to destroy, nobody knows. So the person must think abundantly of that. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to marke dekh. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to marke dekh. Whatever you are going to do, whatever actions, that is what you are going to reap. What seeds you are going to plant, that's what is going to grow, and that's the plant, and that's what you're going to reap. So it's a jaisi karni vaisi bharni. If you do good deeds, you will be rewarded. And if you do evil, then you will be punished. Na maane to karke dekh. If you don't want to believe in that, then do it and see it. Let the person indulge in all haram. Let him do all kinds of planning and all kinds of plotting and all kinds of scheming, which is against Sharia, which is against the law of Allah, which is against the Quran, which is against the Sunnah. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Allah Ta'ala gives a rope. He goes on, he goes on, he goes on, and then suddenly the rope becomes a noose around his neck, and then he makes high, disgrace, humiliation, suffering. The person then has to contemplate committing suicide. or sometimes it in actual fact takes his life. All that plotting and planning and nothing works. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni, na maane to karke dekh. For a few days, the bubble grows bigger and bigger, and then it bursts, finish. Na maane to karke dekh, do it and try it. Those people who enjoy all kinds of sins, tell them keep on indulging. Keep watching all the filth. Keep indulging in adultery, fornication, stealing, fraud, and all kinds of crimes. And after 5 years, 10 years, somewhere along the line, then see what happens. And if not in this world, then in the akhirat, it is genuine punishment. So, na maane to karke dekh. Dozakh bhi hai, jannat bhi hai. Na maane to marke dekh. And if you don't believe that there is such a thing as jannat and jahannam, then wait. After you die, then you'll see jannat and jahannam. So, na maane to marke dekh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, man maata qamat qiyamatuhu. A person who dies, his qiyamat is already started. Because when you talk about qiyamat, then they say, when will qiyamat come? So qiyamat will come when it will come, but the person who dies, his qiyamat has already come. What is he waiting for now? Is he going to wait for some other qiyamat? His qiyamat has already started. There's no such thing as now he will have to wait. His azab in the qabr will start. So his qiyamat, part of it, is already started. So it is a reality, it is a haqiqat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, ek hadith sharif mein Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne farmaya ke paanch cheezon ko paanch cheezon se pehle ghanimat samaj. Iqtanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Consider five things as great namat, great bounties before five things. Your youth before your old age. Jawani ko budhape se pehle, sehat ko bimari se pehle, tawangari ko dangdasti se pehle, zindagi ko maut se pehle, faragat ko mashghooliyat se pehle. Consider five bounties before five things happen. Consider your youth as being a great bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before you become old. As some poet said, غنیمت ہے صحت علالت سے پہلے غنیمت ہے صحت علالت سے پہلے جوانی بڑھاپے کی زحمت سے پہلے فقیری ہے دولت امیری ہے دولت فقیری سے پہلے اقامت مسافر کی رحلت سے پہلے غنیمت ہے صحت حلالت سے پہلے جوانی بڑھاپے کی زحمت سے پہلے امیری ہے نعمت فقیری سے پہلے اقامت مسافر کی رحلت سے پہلے. So the youth before old age comes on, creeps on. And it creeps on in such a way that the person doesn't even realize how the years went by. Ask those who have gone into the 70s and 80s and 60s. It's like a dream. The person says it's like a dream. It doesn't know how the years went by. And now when old age comes, the person says, I wish during my youthful days I could have done this and I would have done that and I would have made ibadat and zikr and tilawat and hifz and given charities and done so many things. The person now thinks when he's gone old, when there's lots of aches and pains and he cannot even get up, he cannot even walk properly. Now he's talking about youth. So when the person is young, if he's going to make use of that youth, Allah Ta'ala in his old age will give him pension. Without doing anything, he is going to get the rewards and sawab. If he did during his youthful days, then Allah Ta'ala will give him. But if he did nothing, then what pension will he get? Your health before your sickness. So many have got good health, very good health. What do they use that health for? Zina. And all kinds of other haram. The sight is good, so watch as much haram as possible. The hearing is good, so listen to as much music and filth as possible. the feet are strong, so therefore walk to the places where Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and anger descends, because the person has got health. If he's got no health and he's tied to the hospital bed and there's tubes attached to his whole body and he's barely breathing, at that time ask him now, that must we bring all those haram pleasures for you, or do you want health? Person will say, to hell with all those haram pleasures. I will exchange anything for the sake of good health. So consider health as a great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala does not want to make our lives miserable. He does not want us to be sulky, gloomy, as I say, all day. There's no cheer, no happiness, no laughter, nothing. If that was the case, we wouldn't have been asked to get married. And so many other things would not have been made halal. But there is a place for everything. Eat the food, make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If you're wearing good clothes, make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. You've got a good car, make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Don't be extravagant. Don't look down upon others. Don't let pride and arrogance come into the heart. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Be happy, nothing wrong. But stay away from haram. That's all Allah Ta'ala wants. And your richness before your poverty. When the person has got the wealth, at that time he is saying that, I will do this, I will do that, but does nothing. When the wealth is gone, now he says, I wish I had done that, I wish I had done that. So wealth is a ni'mat. But how long is it going to remain in your hands? Who does have any guarantee? تِلْكَ لَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. How many people, they were multi-rich and suddenly they are begging on the streets. And so many beggars have become multi-rich. So it is not something that remains in one hand. I think I mentioned that if you go to Delhi, even today, if somebody knows the lineage, then the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of the Mughal kings, some of them are beggars on the streets of Delhi. Those whose great-great-grandfathers were in palaces. So when the person has got the wealth, then at that time try to fulfill the rights of that wealth. Spend on good causes, spend on oneself, spend on the family, use it for good purposes, nobody stops. But don't let it sink into the heart and into the head. And don't become so greedy that the person's whole life is nothing but just chasing after that wealth. And in that chase after that, he doesn't even see which way he's heading for. Whether it's going to be a disaster in his life or it's going to be a source of pleasure and happiness. The person is unconcerned. He's unconcerned where he's heading for. And the more he tries to chase that, the more it runs, the more it runs. In Madina Sharif, we were walking from the Haram Sharif to the hotel. The sun was behind us, so the shadow was in front of us. So I explained to my friends who were walking with me, I said, look at this shadow now. It's right in front of us. And the more faster we are walking, the more faster the shadow is running. Because we want to escape the heat of the sun, so we want to walk fast. When we're walking fast, the shadow is running faster than us. We can't catch up with our shadows. Then when we took a little turn, then the shadow moved a little to the side. And then when we took a roundabout turn to enter into the hotel room, it took another complete turn. So when we moved the other way around, 90 degree turn, then after that the shadow went behind. The shadow went behind us. And now as we were running or moving faster, the shadow was moving faster behind us, chasing us now. That shadow which we were chasing, now the shadow is chasing us. So I explained to them, I said, until we were chasing the dunya was running, running, running. And we forgot about our namazas, we forgot about our zakat, we forgot about our akhlaq, we forgot about our morality, we forgot about our Allah, we forgot about qiyamah, we forgot about jannat and jahannam in the chase of for that wealth and that shadow. Why? Because we had Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala behind us. Therefore that shadow was in front of us. But when we took a little bit of turn and a complete turn, and now Allah came in front of us, so the shadow went behind us. Now that dunya will chase us. That risk which is maqsoom, that risk which is muqaddar, will now follow us. With ease, without much chasing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us that rest. Because we have got now contentment and we will truly believe in that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Inna nafsa lan tamud hatta tastakmila rizqaha. The person will never die until he has completed his rizq. So now he will make the normal effort that a person has to make in the bazaars, marketplaces, here and there just to earn the livelihood. But he will not chase after it like a madman. And when he is not going to chase after it, that shadow will chase behind him. So this is what happens when the person loses sight of Akhirat, of Jannat, Jahannam, of Qiyamat. So then he does not even understand what is he really chasing. Huquq of people are then violated, rights of people. Then there's so much of fraud, so much of stealing, so much of crime, so much of murders take place for that wealth. Sukoon is lost, chain is lost, everything is lost. Why? Because the person believes that the more I chase after all these things, the more peace I will get, the more happiness I will get. The more I increase everything, the more happiness. So the increase comes, but it brings nothing but bala. So consider this wealth as ghanimat, as ni'mat, as a bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, before it is taken away. Before the person loses it, he must consider it as a ni'mat. And consider your life as a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before death comes. Before death comes, consider life as a great, great ni'mat. Because whatever you can do it now in your lifetime. Not after death. The person has to give up his sins, he has to give it up now. The person has to make his salat now. The person has to give his zakat and has to make his hajj now. While she is living. After that, his people will share his property, his wives will be widows, they may marry someone. The children too, after a few days of Qabristan, they will forget the parents. Whatever has to be done now. Tomorrow could be too late. So the person must consider his hayat as a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lai hayat tu aaye, qaza le chali chale. Na apni khushi aaye te hum, na apni khushi chale. لائی حیات تو آئے قضا لے چلی چلے نہ اپنی خوشی آئے تھے ہم نہ اپنی خوشی چلے neither did we come on our own will. Which person planned his coming into this world? That he was consulted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That do you want to go into the world? And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took his mashwara and sent him into this world. Did anybody come like that? Whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided that he must come to this world, he came. So, lai hayat to aaye, qaza le chali chale. And when qaza came, mouth came, then he took the person away. There was no mashwara and consultation there too. Do you want to leave this world? So, must consider this life as a ni'mat before death comes. Now, this is what islah is all about. We talk about islah, islah. This is Islam. That we live in this world, it's a world of means. So we will make use of the means. We will not divorce the world. Hazrat Maulana Hakimud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh mein Shaykh say, se baze log kehte hai, ke laat maro dunia ko, laat maro dunia ko. He say, agar 2-4 din khane ko nahi milega, to laat ke liye pair bhi nahi uthega. See, talking about kick the dunia. Now if dunya is food, then if you don't get food for a few days, you won't be able to pick up that leg also to kick that dunya. So the maqsad is not to kick the dunya. And clothing, food, shelter, gold, silver, all is not even dunya. Dunya is not the name of wealth or property or gold or silver or clothes or cars. That's not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert you from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They become an obstacle in your path towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When they become the objective of our lives, then it becomes dunya. When there's a conflict, when there's between two desires, the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and our desire, and if we fulfill our desire, then that is dunya now. मैंने पूछा जो जिंदगी क्या है, हाथ से जाम गिर के टूट गया. से आई हैड अ ग्लास इन माई हैंड, ए टम्बलर इन माई हैंड, एंड व्हेन आई आस्क्ड द पर्सन दैट व्हाट इज लाइफ, द पर्सन हैड अ टम्बलर इन हिज हैंड एंड आस्क्ड हिम व्हाट इज लाइफ, डिस्क्राइब लाइफ. सो ही ड्रॉप्ड द टम्बलर, टम्बलर क्रैक्ड or broke, shattered into pieces. He said, that is life. That here there was a tumbler, and see how suddenly it's all shattered, nothing. So that was life. Nothing to be talked about. Within minutes it's gone. Zindagi hai kashmakash, maut hai kamil sukoot. जिंदगी है कश्मकश, मौत है कामिल सुकूत. जिंदगी है कश्मकश, मौत है कामिल सुकूत. शहर में है शोर गोगा, मकबरा खामोश है. जिंदगी है कश्मकश, मौत है कामिल सुकून. व्हाट इज जिंदगी? Running from here to there, flying from here to there, going to the business in the morning, returning home in the evening, next morning, same thing again, next morning, same thing again. Day and night, nothing but movement from here to there, here to there, that's zindagi. And then after that, it comes death, kamil sukoon, finish, no movement at all. The person's tongue has stopped wagging, the tongue with which he sliced so many hearts, the tongue with which he spoke so much lies. The tongue with which he swore, the tongue with which he took false oaths and qasams to mislead people, the tongue with which he committed so much of fraudulent deals, it's by speaking lies, that tongue which made so much of ghibat, that tongue which out of pride such words were spoken, that it caused injury and pain to the, suddenly that tongue is now completely silent, finish. Those eyes which were watching those film actors and actresses, and they said, this is a heart throb, and that's a heart throb, and all those heart throbs, now the heart, the throbbing has stopped. So finish. The eyes cannot see anymore those heart throbs, because the throbbing of the heart has stopped. The eyes which used to see all the dancing women on the television screen, and used to see the filthy pictures on the porn sites of the internet, and those eyes which used to admire the beauty of haram women who were haram upon him to see, now nothing, can't see anything except the angels of death. Those ears which used to enjoy the beautiful sounds of music, it's music to the ears, the haram music I'm talking about. And at that time the person used to argue and fight and find justification that you people are mullahs and you people are maulvis and what else do you all know? What do you all know? What is enjoyment and pleasure? Finish, nothing can. The hands, the feet, nothing, everything silent, completely, no movement. Person is totally helpless. And then shehra mein hai shor hoga, maqbara khamosh hai. In the city there's hustle and bustle, the buses are moving and the cars are moving and the trucks are moving and this movement of goods and movement of passengers and movement of so many things taking place. And there's so much of excitement and the malls are busy and the shopping complexes, they say it's extremely busy because it's festival season. And then the beachfront is very busy. Everywhere there's nothing but movement and excitement. Makbara khamosh hai. Go to the Qabristan. Everything is silent. Everything is silent. Yeh hai ek qabr pe bekasi, bazuban haal hai keh rahi. Yeh hai ek qabr pe bekasi, bazuban haal hai keh rahi. Tujhe aankh chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. The qabr is saying, the qabr, ek bekasi, helplessness. The person could have been a king, he could have been a prime minister, cabinet minister, and the person could have been owning millions and billions and everything he could have had. He was in the film world and in the singing profession, and he was an actor or whatever he may have been. Or he could have been earning millions as a soccer player or a rugby player or a cricket player. But now in the qabar there's nothing. Bekasi. Helplessness. Yehe qabr pe bekasi. But zubane haal hai keh rahi. As if that qabar is saying, tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo. Oh, you negligent ones, you need eyes to see. I don't have to give you any bayan, I don't have to give you any waz, I don't have to give you any speech. My silence is a lengthy speech in itself. What are you waiting for speech? Look at what I was and who I am now. Where I was and where I am now. Yeh qabr pe bekasi. Payame marg se ay dil kyun tera dil ghabrata hai. Payame marg se ay dil kyun tera dam nikalta hai. Musafir roz jate hain ye rasta yun hi jata hai. Musafir every day is moving. This is how we'll have to also go in the same route. So mouth is a haqiqat, is a reality. And we listen to it many, many times. Every bayan, waz, nasihat, somewhere along the line, we are told something about mouth. Mouth ke liye tayyari, mouth ke liye tayyari. So now mouth ke liye tayyari, where are you going to make that tayyari? This is what I repeatedly mention in my bayans and in the majlises, if you have to ponder over it, that where are you going to make that tayyari? When people say maut ke liye tayyari karni hai, so then we say now yes, we have to make that, but where are we going to make it? Are we going to wait for another life to make that tayyari and that preparation for that death? That tayyari is in our daily life. That is where that preparation is. Again, that beautiful saying of that one Allah wala. He says that first, the meaning of which, of his poetry is, he says that first, to discipline my eyes, and to discipline my ears, and to discipline my tongue, and to discipline my hands and feet, I made a lot of mujahada. I had to tie these things up very, very firmly in the chains of Sharia. And to tie them up, it was not easy. I had to make a lot of mujahada, fight the nafs, go against my personal desires. It is as if you want to go and tie a lion up. Now the lion in the jungle, if you want to tie it up, how are you going to tie it up? It's going to be a very difficult thing. But if somebody has been successful, or he has succeeded in darting that lion, when he darts it, then what happens? Then it's easy to go and put a chain around the neck of that lion. Because he darted that lion, so now the lion fell, collapsed. Now what is it difficult to go and tie it up? But first to get it there and to get there and reach there, that is a difficult thing. So these Allah walas, first they make mujahada to go and reach or to dart that lion of the nafs. After it has been darted, now they put the chain around it. So he said, first to discipline my eyes and ears and hands and feet, I had to make a lot of effort and mujahada. But then again, we must not trust too much in our effort. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So therefore we have to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his fazal, for his ihsan, that oh Allah, out of your fazal and your kindness, make my tazkiyah. Ask Allah ta'ala for his rahmat. Ask the Allah walas for their dua, and then make an effort also. So he said, nevertheless, I made an effort to discipline these things. But when they became disciplined, when he got taqwa after that, he says, now I feel like kissing my eyes, which became the means of my reaching my Allah. Now those same eyes I feel like kissing. Now those same ears I feel like kissing. I want to kiss my own tongue now. I want to kiss my hands and my own feet, because they are the ones that now became the means of my reaching my Allah. So it's not a different world. It's the same wealth, the same business, the same home, the same children, the same wives. Everything, it's the same. It's just that we have to discipline. We have to make it in accordance with Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hukam. And then the person has got taqwa. So the preparation is in the same things. It's not that you have to go away to the mountain tops to do some preparation. So a little bit of salat, a little bit of tilawat, a little bit of zikr. Now all these ingredients, if you add on, then the person will get that preparation. I thought I will read to you something from here, but time flies. Nevertheless, so inshallah, Allah Ta'ala gives life and another opportunity. We will discuss that. So the message of this majlis today, because we couldn't discuss anything further, is this, that we are looking around us and deaths in abundance, plentiful deaths. Nothing but death. Everywhere, nothing but death. So we too must look at our cars in the mornings, look at our homes, look at our property, look at whatever we, our children, look at anything to which our heart is attached. And then ask ourselves a question, how long will these things remain with us? And what guarantee do I have that today that I am going to work, I will return to see all these things again? What guarantee do I have? So if I have no guarantee, then what should I do? How should I spend my day? When the time of Zuhr comes, where should I be? When I'm conducting my business, then how should it be conducted? When I'm talking to friends and family members and relatives and clients and customers and others, then what should be my conduct? When I don't know whether I will return home or I will go to the Qabristan tonight, when I don't know that, so what should be my attitude? So the person will make use still of all the things of this dunya, but his heart will be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. Even Hazrat Mujaddid-e-Millat rahmatullah alayhi, when he said, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, Hazrat Khaja sahab se shaar, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. So after having said that also, he lived for many years, so he still carried on with his normal life, but it shows that his heart was emptied for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization. Because this is the only thing that will make us put a break on our sins. We are just going crazy. The world is going crazy. Sins are becoming like the food, the ghiza. Without sins, a person cannot survive. He goes out in search of sins, the Muslim of today, we go out in search of sins. There was no question of a Muslim going in search of sins. The Muslim's sin was accidental. Today ask our youth, ask ourselves, how many times in our lives we have gone and how many times we are going and how many times we will go still. What for? In search of sins. So many people go to different places for what? For nothing but sins. So what are they going for? In search of sins. Not accidental. How can that person even be thinking of getting wilayat, becoming wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he's going out in search of sins? So the restlessness and the problems and the worries and all the kinds of things that are happening, we must blame ourselves. Greed has really penetrated our hearts. No contentment, no satisfaction, no qanaat, no istighna. And as a result, problems. Therefore, we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. We are indeed sinful servants of yours, O my beloved Allah. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But how long are we going to continue in our life of sins, in the life of disobedience, in our life of vices and evils? How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites and munafiqs? My beloved Allah, we ourselves are tired. Ey mere Allah, hum khud thak gaye, guna karte karte thak gaye. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. We have found no peace, no happiness in sins. It brings nothing but anxieties, restlessness and worries. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Amen. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, we have made them our friends. And they have brought us to nothing but destruction. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ یا اللہ bless us with the best of دنیا and آخرت یا اللہ bless us with good health those who are sick and ailing give them cure from all the ailments sicknesses and diseases whether they are amongst us or in hospitals or in homes or clinics wherever any person is sick and ailing یا اللہ give him shifa those who are in financial difficulties bless them with plentiful of halal rizq And remove their financial difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat, with your qurb, with your muhabbat, with your itaat. Ya Allah, bless us with Rasul-e-Pak, Salasin, muhabbat. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials, the tribulations of the entire ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, don't let our death come in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, give us the realization that death is definitely going to come. Give us the tawfiq of making preparation for death in our daily lives. Ya Allah, give us the realization that you are watching each and every move and action of ours. The realization that the angel of death can attack anywhere, any place. We don't know where he is going to come, when he is going to visit us, in what condition he is going to visit us. Therefore, my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication. Popping drugs in our mouths or watching any kind of haram. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, all the good desires in the hearts of everyone who have raised their hands, fulfill all those good desires. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, our lives. Protect our iman, our Islam, our children, our wealth, our properties, our cars, our homes. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the Masjid al-Aqsa, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله